Hey, Jim, what did you focus on during your bye week with your team?
Several things. There was wanted to rest their minds, rest their bodies. And we came back, a review of specific things we thought we could fix and get better at, striving to get at least 1% better. And then preparation for one of the, you know, the three teams that we could have possibly played. And then after we knew that it would be Green Bay, then all of our attention shifted to Packers in our preparation for this week.
I recall reading a story during the bye week that you guys actually practiced with, you know, guys wearing Randall Cobb's jersey and so on. I guess, how far along do you figure you guys are compared to a typical week?
A little further along, because that was, there was opportunity to, like I said, to get ready for, you know, any of the three teams that we could have played. So, not a low percentage, but a little further along.
In what ways was maybe that loss at Seattle a wake-up call for your team?
I don't know about that. I don't know how to characterize it.
You know, everybody remembers the Vernon Davis thing with Singletary, but how much has Vernon matured both as a man and as a player? I mean, I think Dom Capers called him the best tight end in football.
Well, I mean, I can just speak for what kind of guy Vernon's been since I've known him over the course of 2 years, which has been a man that I truly respect, a fine person, a great football player.
Coach, do you have any concern for Kaepernick not having any playoff experience?
Well, I mean, there's concern about a lot of things. You know, I think our biggest concern, our biggest challenge, our biggest task is the Green Bay Packers, and you know, so that's where the greatest share of the concern is. I can remember back in high school football, and sometimes in college football too. There was I remember this. Even little league football, coaches used to say, when we're talking about preparing for opponent. I remember Bo doing this, and it's same with my high school coach. But anyhow, getting ready for an opponent, and Bo saying, you know, these guys are good, but they're not the Green Bay Packers, for God's sakes. And, you know, here we are playing the Green Bay Packers. So our biggest challenge is preparing for a great team.
The perception in that opener was that the 49ers physically dominated the Packers. They won the game, won the physical game. Do you agree with that assessment?
No. I agree that we won the game, but dominated? No, I wouldn't categorize it as that.
What was your team's best performance this season, Coach?
I don't have that list in front of me right now.
In what ways has Collins' ability just to do things at the line of scrimmage, you know, just grown over his starts here since he took over?
He's improved in, I would say, all phases, really, and not dramatically though, because I think he was good to start with. Some of the early snaps that he got, you know, at the beginning of the season, he got in that game in Green Bay, and he got in games, spot play, but he was good then, and then once he started and. You know, he was already good, but definitely, I think across the board, he's improved, not dramatically, but some degree in just about every area.
Jim, how are you going to determine who does your kicking?
Well, there's been a kicking competition that's been going on, and we'll determine it by who we feel gives us the best chance to win the game.
What most concerns you about the Packers, Coach?
A lot of things. I think they're consistently, have been the best team in football over the last handful of years. So they're extremely well coached, well prepared. Dom Capers, I have the utmost respect for his ability to coach and teach high volume of scheme to his players that really have the ability to blow up plays in your backfield and there's just rarely are they out of position and hard to predict what they're going to play schematically from down to down. And offensively, special teams, this is, like I said, consistently the best team in football over the last handful of years.
Jim, how has David Akers responded to the competition with Billy?
Like a football player.
As a former quarterback who's played a bunch of playoff games, do you have any advice for Colin this week on, as he gets on his first really, really big stage?
All football related. Keep it about that, and we really need every minute to prepare for the Packers defense. So